We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A giant thank you to Matt Spiegel, who hustled to get here in studio to talk some baseball. I really, really enjoyed the baseball conversation. If you missed it, just check out the show podcast. It'll be up in about 15 minutes, and you can go back. Or if you have the app on the radio.com app, you can actually rewind and listen to it. He came in here at 1 o'clock. We had a great conversation about baseball overall. Brett Coleman brought the hammer today when talking about the Bears, and that's very much appreciated. Thanks to Tony and Campy for their hard work. And now, taking you the rest of the way this afternoon is the afternoon show of The Score, hosted by Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins. Hello, men.
What's up, Lawrence?
I did enjoy Brett's commentary today as well. And your thoughts are just lockstep with me on Matt Nagy. When the more you hear him speak during these rough times, the more he puts his foot in a pile. That that thing today about Mitch has played better at the quarterback position the last 2 weeks. Really? You really want to say that? Do we? Oh, man. I'm with you, Parkins. Let's not do these news conferences anymore.
I told you.
Let's skip them.
They're,
I don't want to hear that.
When football people speak, football people are lying. We know this. We have years and years of data.
But we thought he was different. We thought he was more genuine and normal. And
he is.
He's still
better than Trestman or Fox, which is the lowest of low bars. But, I mean, he still is more likable and normal than past Bears coaches.
Don't keep telling us what we're not seeing, what you're seeing that we're not. You know what we saw Sunday night? 7 points again.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah, there's no question about that.
You know what we saw against Detroit, despite the three touchdown passes, a 2-for-12 on third down.
I said this over a month ago now, though, at this point. I mean, Matt Nagy is being put in a position when he gets in front of a microphone publicly to defend the indefensible because he can't bust toss his quarterback because they can't move on from him yet. And to do
why not though?
You don't have to bust toss him without giving us that.
He doesn't have to rant and rave to be like he's bad.
I don't think anyone's expecting him to rant and rave. I'm saying if you publicly admit shortcomings with your quarterback when everything we know about this quarterback, right? He's not Baker Mayfield. He's not Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have 11 out of 10 confidence, right? We know that about him. So when Mitch gets in front of the podium and says, Nagy has my back, he always has my back, that's now Matt Nagy's job. Whether we like
that's
it or not.
That's a bad job.
Agreed, but it's PR. That's what he's doing there. It's spin. It's when the team loses 44-0 being like, a rookie had 72 rushing yards for a career high in a disappointing 44-0 loss, right? Right? Like you've seen this with like SIDs at universities.
They
always
for
lead,
a long time.
Right? They always lead with the positive for the home team before getting to the nuts and bolts of the loss. That's what Matt Nagy is
don't treat
doing.
People like they're stupid though.
I agree
that's
with
what he's
you.
Doing.
I obviously agree with you.
Now, that wasn't my favorite part of the day, though. My favorite part of the day was the secrecy the Bears are sworn to regarding how they treat a hip pointer during the ball game. That was
proprietary.
That was precious.
It's just there's also just something to be said for like, okay,
what a chucklehead.
None of this matters. Like,
Mitchie.
None of it matters.
I'll keep that between the trainers and me.
Oh, describe how your injury feels. That's not your business.
I actually thought that he gave a pretty good answer to that.
On
though.
That one, yeah.
He was fine.
But what did you do to treat it? Because we didn't see treatment. It was a good question. It's a legitimate question. Tell us something, okay? Was it stim? Was it ice? Was it a heating pad?
Ice!
Massage? That's between us.
That's between us. We're going to keep that in house.
What?
Can I ask you guys a question? It's been bothering me for the last few weeks. Because one of the guys that Matt Nagy is quick to be like, hey, you know who's not doing their job?
17.
Yep. Anthony Miller is not doing his job. At what point, if you keep seeing a guy making mistakes, causing penalties, and it's not the quarterback, so you don't have to worry about the PR aspect of it, do you have to take the blame? Because you keep putting him out there, and he's not running routes properly, or he's not in the right place, or he's getting you personal foul calls, or he's getting you OPI calls. At what point is it on you that you have a couple of other options?
There's other guys on the roster who people have been wanting to see.
I haven't seen Riley Ridley play.
No.
I'd like to see Javon Wims play more. And
there's your bigger target we've been wanting too.
Yes, instead of sending short guys out there to go catch contested passes that the quarterback is throwing up, you could have another guy. But if 17 continues to be a problem for you, so much so that you feel comfortable saying it publicly.
Well, he's the doghouse guy, right? Oh, every football coach has one. Where it's just that's right. The guy who's in the doghouse.
His feelings aren't taken into consideration.
No, they're not. And part of it is any leadership book or anything, you know, Mitch talks to Mac differently than he talks to me, than I assume he talks to you, than he talks to Mully or whatever. Like, part of being a coach is you have to coach people differently, right? Some people need the arm around you. Some people can take the tough love
but
all of that
but
stuff.
My point is that you've been boot up his ass for weeks. And it hasn't gotten better.
Right.
So perhaps the approach should be changed where maybe you don't play. Maybe you're inactive this week. Maybe you have to sit this week, and we're going to see what
the
young
man
can do.
Give him the Shaheen treatment. Yeah, do the same thing you did with the tight end.
I think that's coming. I agree with you completely because Anthony Miller has zero attention to detail, evidently. Like, they have no problem leaking that to the media and saying it publicly in not so many words. Like, every Bears beat writer I hear on the station's like, yeah, they're just, Anthony Miller thinks he works hard, but he doesn't really work hard. How do they all know that?
And JJ had it at the end of last season. He did a whole piece.
That's what I'm saying.
Did a whole piece on Anthony Miller in a contemplative moment, being like, yeah, I could probably do better. This stuff.
They haven't been shy about letting people know that they're not satisfied with his work ethic.
But at some point, it can't just be like. There's so much wrong, man.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I want to take a break today from helping Ryan Pace get ready for 2020. We did a little bit of that yesterday.
I saw.
Jay Hilgenberg was. He said he can see it where all five starting offensive linemen return next year. They want some. Everybody's up for competition, but he wants to see. He thinks it's a real good possibility. You're looking at the same five tackle to tackle next year. I sure hope that is not the case.
Can you ask him about configuration?
Oh, we talked to him yesterday. Oh, okay. Yeah, he was on with us yesterday.
He's okay with the configuration now. Does he prefer Daniels at center?
I think he likes Daniels.
Yeah, he said that.
I think he's
Cody
biased
Whitehair,
though, too, because they're Iowa centers.
Well, he said that Cody Whitehair is by far the best offensive lineman on the line, and that he's this Lions Bruce Matthews was the comp. He's like, he could be great at any position. He's like, he could play tackle. So he says he understood why they made the Whitehair move, because it was out of necessity for Mitch, and that he thinks that he could play every position on the line.
I think Bruce Matthews went to New Trier, by the way.
He did.
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, good. So many guys come out of New Trier, Parkins. You're from a rich tree.
Yeah. Some that you're proud of, some that you're not.
Oh, come on. You got tons of them, right?
Yeah, sure.
Entertainment business?
Yeah.
Lawrence has got a good handle on the media at Homewood Flushmore.
Yeah, we kind of got that covered.
Bobby Brown, the makeup moguls from New Trier. Donald Rumsfeld, the old Secretary of Defense from New Trier. Yeah, Bruce Matthews from New Trier.
Harry Tynowitz
from New Trier, exactly. So, yeah.
What's growing on?
It's all very exciting.
I haven't heard that in ages. Thank you for that refresher course. Bulldog Campbell's coming up today at 4 o'clock, so we'll talk with Rich Campbell from the Tribune.
And Terry Bohr's at 3.
Yeah, Terry's coming on today.
Oh, is Terry bringing his stick?
You want to talk to him about his Super Bowl Bears bet.
Yeah, his Super Bowl Bears bet. And he's always got real strong thoughts on Hall of Fame voting, and we didn't touch on it yesterday, so we'll run that by him. And also, some NFL 100 stuff has got me cranked up. The NFL Network is going to be releasing, I think, Friday night. It's They've had the all-time coach in NFL history, and they've narrowed it down to 20. And I heard some debate today on why Mike Ditka is not among the top 20 coaches in NFL history. So that's right in Terry's wheelhouse as well. That's a fastball.
Get your mouth shut.
Right down the middle of the plate for him.
The texter says literally everyone hates Nutrier. Yeah, I agree. I'm not.
Oh, Nutrier. Fancy.
Yeah, thank you, Kay Adams. Yeah.
Where did Kay go?
She's Whitney
from the North
Young.
Shore. Oh, she's a Whitney Young.
She went
Young
to Whitney
girl?
Young.
Yeah. Went to Whitney Young. Yeah.
And then
she called Nutrier fancy.
And Kyle went to Stevenson.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
With Lauren Jiggett.
That's correct. But yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Oh, it's all fancy.
Hey, you're Southside fancy, man.
We're
come on.
So Southside.
Yeah, country club high, right?
I mean, come on. Going to high school with the Duchess Swaz. I mean, come on.
Right, yeah. No shame into that game.
It's quite the rude awakening for me when we got out there.
Yeah.
From 112th and Green to that place. I was like, what the hell is this?
Thank you, Father.
For real. Well, men have a wonderful show. Sounds like, Uncle Terry be on. That sounds great.
Yeah, looking forward to that at 5 o'clock.
Should be a good time.
Don't talk a ton of Bears. That would be my advice. Don't talk. It's just going to make you mad again. But then where do you go?
Right.
You could go to the Bulls, but that's going to make you mad. And then the Hawks last night can kind of make you mad.
We just want to catch up with Terry.
Yeah, I want to catch up. He tweeted something late last week. He's been poked and prodded, so we're gonna find out more what that means. He's had doctors looking at him a lot lately.
All right,
so,
good. Get his football information.
It. What was his favorite prodding over the last month?
I mean, and no shame in that either. That's how you want to roll.
Never.
That's how you roll.
That's exactly right.
I think that's something we got to keep in house.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.